Greetings to the congregation. Also welcome those, our friends are here with us, and welcome those who are following on live stream. Today's lesson is the effect of Christmas. What does Christmas bring to us? What does Christmas bring to you? Oh, with a lot of gifts, right? We're happy about that. In our lives, the fact of Jesus is very closely connected to our life. And those who do not believe is still an historical event. Many of us want to win a lottery. Any of us want that? If we can have money, we can even buy whatever we want, right? If somebody with that winning of the lottery changed their life, let's think of one who has won the lottery. In 2002, Mr. Jack Whitaker, 55 years old in West Virginia, and he won a Powerball lottery worth $315 million. He said, do you want to receive it in whole or in many disbursements? And so if you receive it one time, he only can receive $178 million. So he wanted all of it. So he will receive $178 million. And after all the tax, and because of tax, now he has more than $100 million, and his life began to change. He wanted to be a charitable person to help the poor, the student that needed help. In the first few months, he spent $15 million to those needy. Even he also helped to build two churches. And he established a Whitaker Foundation, a non-profit organization. But many things happened that caused him to have headaches. Everybody is asking for money from him. They wanted money to buy house and car, and so he had a headache because so many are asking of him for his money. So he was a Santa Claus to everybody, but that causes him a lot of headaches. And now he begins to drink, and even eventually he became very obnoxious. He was violent to others. So whoever did not want to send him out to him, and his life quickly fell into moral decay. And none of that brought him happiness. And only 2 years, from 2002 to 2005, he was facing 400 court cases to sue him. He was a rock. Everywhere he went, people would conspire to harm him. And even in the they dropped him in the restaurant so that he could rob him of his money. Sometimes he lost $200,000. One time somebody robbed him of $500,000. And now he was very arrogant. Everybody must listen to me because I have money more than that. And the proudest moment for him is when he has a granddaughter named Brandy Bragg, 17 years of age. When he got his money, that amount of money, and he gave this girl every week $2,000, and he brought her four cars. And this condition has caused something unfortunate that this girl was be tempted by his friend, and she was taking advantage of us, and she became very lonely because her friends are all because of money, and his girlfriend was dying in her in the home of widow because of addiction. The father of this man said that took him to court because of his debt, and so it would take a lot of money to get him out of this. The most unfortunate thing that happened in Whitaker is that in December 12, 2004, Brandy was declared missing. When they found her, she was dead, was murdered. The body was wrapped in plastic and behind a van. And 5 years later, 2009, the mother of Brandy Brandt, also the girl, the daughter of Whitaker, was named Tisha Brandt, also was murdered in her home. So winning a ticket thought to be some fortunate thing, but it became something of a devastating consequence. This little girl is the star of my life. It's my precious possession. But my wife wished that if I had that, I should have torn up the ticket. And now I would like that I would never have won that lottery in my life. And Whitaker was interviewed on ABC News. In the year 2016, this house was burned down. And because no insurance, he would not have any thing to rebuild his house. And his wife said, money could not bring happiness. Only the family can do that. But I have lost my friends because they did not receive any help from me. I lost all my loved ones because they have all been killed. And for us, now we have to separate in desperation. So both of them go their own way. To win the lottery would bring us happiness? Of course not. But one thing will bring us happiness, that is the birth of Jesus Christ. So today, I've chosen the title, The Effect of Christmas. What does this Christmas bring to us? The key verse that we have in verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Let's pray for guidance. We are thankful for your birth that have changed history. You have made our life from the unfortunate and become joyful, from loneliness into happiness. From desperation, we have full hope. May the effect of Christmas is in our heart, each one of us, to see and feel the effect. Please teach us your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things that we can share together. The first thing is Christmas makes people seek after God. What we have read in Luke chapter 2 said, the people, when the angel, the shepherd said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. All these shepherds were very poor. They are the hired hand to work for others. And so they have to work far away from home because they are not close to their family. So they live there for many weeks and months to take care of somebody's sheep. So they are also unclean in terms of the Jewish law. They could not come into the temple to give their sacrifice. And they despise this profession of the shepherds, because they were all in the field. But something happened to the shepherds in Judah at that time. The angel of the Lord brought good news. When the angel had left them, do not be afraid, for I will bring you good news. That is the great news to everyone. Tonight in the city of David is born a Savior. It's Christ. This is the sign that you will know him. That when you see a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. This congregation this good news as brought by the angel to the shepherds, to encourage them, to let them make a decision to see what is happening. Nobody paid attention to attention, but God did. Nobody invited them into their house, but God invited them to see the Son of the Lord being lying in manger. And the sign is that this baby Jesus must be wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. This is the first invitation in the first Christmas. And all the shepherds, they didn't prepare anything, was wondering how could a baby be born in a manger? Where in the world would a baby born in a manger in Bethlehem? But the shepherd believed that when God told them of this fact, then it's still a truth. And they together find where baby Jesus was lying. They don't have anything, nothing, only the word of the angel. Do not be afraid. This is a good news. When we commit, when the human race fall into sin, we are separated from God. Adam is the first one because of his sin, disobeyed God in Eden. So when God seek him, Adam said, ran away. Cain is the son of Adam, also commit murder. Be careful. Your hatred in your heart will cause Cain to sin. And he kills Abel. And so Cain has to go away in a different land to survive. Israel, the chosen people, has committed sin. They did not want to worship. They worship the idols of other neighboring countries. Sin causes fear. And sometimes we fear something that's not worth to fear. When I first came to this friend, somebody knocked on the door, nobody can open because of fear. And so I knocked on somebody's door. I knocked, but nobody answered the door because I'm afraid of somebody can come in and harm me. Some afraid of darkness. Even go to the kitchen when it's dark, they would be afraid. Or they afraid of something small like a gnat or a reptile. It's very illogical to fear those things, but our heart has certain fear. But now the angel said, do not be afraid, angel said to the shepherds. They all together decide to come to the city of Bethlehem to witness. And they immediately follow the encouragement of the angel to come and seek the baby Jesus. They left all the sheep behind the congregation. A child in a manger, there's nothing special. There's nothing important about this baby. But now this baby is a son of God. The God take on human form. And because of that, that changes everything. Now, these shepherds, but they have a sign of this is baby lying in a manger. They immediately left the sheep to come and see. A year later, the wise men from the east follow a star in the sky to come to Bethlehem to worship the maybe Jesus was about 1 or 2 years old at that time when the Magi came. Sin has made us unclean, has lost our relationship with the Lord. But whether we have in a social status in society or not, we could not to come before the Lord. If Jesus did not born into the manger, there is no way for us to approach the Lord. God will always lead those who have a heart for the Lord. Christmas made us to seek the Lord. The second point that we think together, Christmas increase the value of the human race. Verse 17 says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And in verse 18, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. They saw Mary and Joseph, but the important thing that is, they saw the baby Jesus in the manger. Because that's a sign that the angel has told them. A shepherd's witness is not worthy of anything. And but they told of what they saw. The story is like a fairy tale. But someone was amazed. A manger has a baby. That is not a fairy, but that is a fact in history. That everybody was there. In the end, they were surprised of what happened in that manger. From the shepherds, the mouth of shepherds, they were spreading the news and people were amazed. And because of Christmas, our world, it becomes changed when we drive on the road. We'll see some warning sign or some navigation sign that show us to go uphill and downhill or and the safe speed was there. And so some of the signs will help to recognize that how this road is to be traveled. The shepherd saw the sign that he will see a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth laying in a manger. And in Bethlehem, they just not only see a baby, they saw the Christ in the form of a human. Jesus, in his ministry, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not by me, no one can come into the Father. Jesus is the way to lead us, for us to see the God, the Creator. Some of us does not know, does not know who Augustus is, the Emperor Augustus at that time was. But many did not know him at all. Some of us may know Princess Diana, but many would not even know her at all. Some of us know the President Trump, but 100 years from now, nobody would know who Trump was. The worth of those, whether they are famous or not, in a few short periods, that name would be fading away. But in this world, Jesus was the name everybody knew, whether they, the mother of Jesus, who was that? Everybody knows Mary. When we see a picture to a new around a manger or that baby lion, what is that about? Everybody knew what that scene was. Whether we are young or old, when we see the baby in a manger, that's Jesus. New congregation. Doesn't anybody know that Joseph was the father of Jesus? Does anybody know has and Peter and John? Almost everybody knew the apostle of Jesus, whether believing in Jesus or not. What cause does Mary and Joseph to be changed that caused everybody knowing about the fact? Because they have the Lord Jesus Christ. They have Jesus born into their life. The Christians have a worthy to others when we see the baby Jesus or not. Jesus was born, but do we actually receive him? The religion of this world could not change our life. The religion of this world cannot make our life meaningful. The religion of this world cannot change the destiny, everlasting destiny of people. But when we receive the Lord, they have a relationship, a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, and their life has changed. Their worth has now increased and changed for the better. maybe everybody here know what's the name of Mother Teresa. Maybe everybody knew of this name, Mother Teresa. When she was a child, when she was 12 years old, she was born from India. And at 12, she was went into the convent to some time to become a slave. One day she was traveling in the train, she heard the voice of Allah say, "Teresa, I want you to move away from where you're standing and come to the poor, the orphans, the sick, to help them." And then Teresa has left that convent and she came to Calcutta in India. And she found those who were not educated, brought them and taught them. These children has no table or chair to sit, nothing material to study, only the attitude to eager to learn. And so they use the floor to draw and write. Teresa has brought the sick from the street and care for them. They felt love. They would not feel any more lonely. In 1979, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize because of her work. When she received the award, she said, "I'm only a pencil in the hand of the Lord to write the love letter sent to everyone." Teresa passed in September 5th, 1997. But that young, the Teresa has left a legacy of her name to many millions of people around the world, especially those who were poor. Why did Teresa has come into the heart of others? Because her heart has received the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus in her heart. She is someone that has a concrete observed when our life has been met with Jesus. Jesus would change the value of that person. So we can seek the Lord in Jesus' name, and He can also increase our worth. But the third point, Jesus will change our mind. Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. The life of shepherds has been changed completely since he saw the baby in the manger. You can imagine when you visit a family that has a new birth. Well, now we have everybody will see this new baby here. What would you say? "Oh, so cute. Oh, the beautiful eyes and beautiful skin. Oh, so cute. All the hands. And the hair is smile. Oh, they smile. Beautiful." So we praise this little child. And after that, anything else? That's it? Nothing else? Is anyone to visit a person? And because of the baby, so from now here, I will not drink. Or somebody said, because of baby, I would not drink or smoke because of the cuteness of baby. Or when we visit a baby, say, from now on, I will not gamble again. Anybody seeing the child? And so now we become more happy that we have more energy in our life. None of that from a normal baby. But that child has nothing to do with that person. But everybody, all the shepherds, after they visited the baby Jesus in the manger, the Lord, the Bible said, they returned glorifying and praising God. It says, they returned glorifying and praising God. Express what here? It's expressing the attitude, new life, that now their life has changed. Before they were just the shepherds, live lonely in the plains. If they can teach somebody, they would, because of poor. They are a hired hand. Or anybody come, maybe they can run away from danger, needing a lion or the bears to come. But praising and glorifying God. From now, that time on, their life has changed. If they are the shepherds, they will bring their heart to protect the sheep, to take care of the sheep much better. But if animals attacking the sheep, they would stand up and fight for their sheep. Glorifying and praising has that kind of meaning. So, in our life, when we put the faith in Jesus, when we glorify and praise Him, God means that I am a sinner and I have been changed by the power of the Word. Before I was cheating others, but now I will be more honest in our dealing. Before, I was greedy, envy I could take, but when I met Jesus, I will give what I have to others. That is the life that is glorifying and praising God. Jesus has become a baby when He came into this world to teach you and me a lesson that if one become into the heaven, first we have to become like a child. And if we're not like a child, we would not be able to come into the kingdom of heaven. Why do we have to become like a child? In a survey in 1990, a child, that child can smile or laugh 400 times. When we grew up, it's only 15 to 20 times in a day because we are old and forget how to smile and laugh. The children do not complain, only the adults complain. And Martin said, the laughter is one of the greatest assets of the human, but we forget about that. Abraham Lincoln said, if I do not smile, I will die. So the children easily can relate, also share their love to others. The two children, when they are meeting each other, they can play with each other. So some of us, when we grow up, we would not look at each other. The children easy to obey, and so rely on the adults for the caretaker, like fathers. But we, as adults, we want to be adults to grow up with the Lord. We do not want God to intervene in our life. We want to be in control of our life when we are adults. But remember, when someone has met the Lord Jesus, that life of that person will change. I'm only going to give you a summary of this. Mr. Zhang Yidin, he was a teenager in Haiphong in North Vietnam. After the event of 1975, he came into Saigon when he was about 16 years old. 3 years later, and they saw that there are the life of the youth is so happy that in 1978, with his brother, tried to rob a taxi driver. And when he killed the taxi driver and robbed the car, thinking that the police came and now they brought them to court in 1978. 10 years in prison for that murder. And then he returned after 10 years. So he brought again after coming out of jail. One time, again, he was captured into jail. Another 10 years, 20 years in jail. After 20 years with suffering in his life, Mr. Dean could not do a thing. 20 years in life, useless. Now, 30 some years of age, he felt that maybe when I thought about life, he said, I could generate money in a difficult way, in an evil way. So he couldn't sleep from then on. And so it's a chronic sickness cause that he could not sleep. And he bring himself to forgetfulness and let himself go into all these difficult things. He prayed for someone, the Buddha, he prayed for them so that his life can change. He lift up his eyes and said, if there is a God up there, oh, Mr. God, help me, whether you kill me here, because I have suffered enough. If you love me, you change my life. Do not let me be in this suffering condition again. Please give me peace. Give me joy again. Restore all my suffering. Help me, Mr. God, somewhere out there. His friend also has the same kind of a, has, he is a believer, and he introduced Jesus to Mr. Dean. He led him to the church and gave him a Bible. The first time he read that, after a few chapters, he fell asleep like a baby. Wow. After just a few reading of the Bible, he fell asleep. And every time he read the Bible, he could sleep very well. So he read the Bible, and now he fell asleep. But the fact that reading the Bible has changed his life, because he now can quit alcohol, quit smoking, and a very peaceful sleep. God has changed his life based on this Bible that he read. He came to the church, he prayed, accepted Jesus into his heart, because he felt like Jesus is so wonderful. What he was wishing, now he got it. His life has changed. He changed his life completely. Give him peace, give him joy. And now, when he has joy in his heart, because he had been saved, he wrote a blog to talk about his experience. And he said, I hope that everybody desperate in this world to come to Jesus, just like I have done. Jesus to come to change our life. But if you and I would not come to Jesus, if we do not to pay the price to give the life to Jesus and reconnect, there is nothing for us. But Jesus come for everybody. Jesus come to solve the same problem. Jesus has come for the unworthiness. But Jesus has come to help to come closer to God. Jesus has increased our value before the Lord. And if you and I do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, it would not have any effect. May God bless each of you. And this season we have thought about how the mystery of Jesus. We talk about joy of Christmas. We talk about the future of Christmas. And last Friday, we thought about the heart of Christmas. And now, we thought about the effect of Christmas. Hoping Christmas will become an event that is full of meaning for our lives. May you come to change your life. May God bless each one of you. Hopefully in 2022, all of our life will be changed. Let's all stand. Let's all read again the key verse. And this is the experience of those who have met Jesus. Let's all read together. The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God. for all the things they have heard and seen. Let's pray. We are thankful that the event of Christmas has come into our life. Though that event may have happened more than 2,000 years ago, but this event, not just something that by chance, but according to your plan, when the world was created, if you didn't come into the world, we could not know about God the Father, the creator of this world. So God, you have come into this world to save us, to remove us from the sinful nature, from the suffering that caused our lives to face many unfortunate events, and sometimes we come to the religion to find a way out, but we could not find any. Our effort may try to do something of a morally value in our heart, but that still could not solve our problem. May we understand the event of Christmas to have an effect on our life, to come before you, so that our life will be changed. May you bless each one of us here, so that the more that we are closer to this event of Christmas, our life can be changed for the better. And here, we all have friends or coming here without receiving the Lord yet. Please allow them the opportunity to receive and understand and give their life to you, so that their life will also be changed. We thank you, Lord. We are thankful for these lessons. Please lead us in this new year so we can come live a life that will have life, the life of Christ in them. May you change us. May you change our desperate life, meaningless life, into full of joy, full of meaning. We are thankful. We bless each one of us and our friends here. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.